Constitutional showdown. Trump ends taxpayer handouts for foreign green energy. Continuing our constitutional showdown coverage, this latest post examines President Trump's July 7 executive order ending taxpayer subsidies for unreliable, foreign-controlled green energy. This decisive action marks a return to constitutional authority, national sovereignty, and biblical stewardship. Explore the full series here, Constitutional Showdown Archive. Reliance on so-called green subsidies threatens national security by making the United States dependent on supply chains controlled by foreign adversaries. Executive Order, July 7, 2025. On July 7, President Donald J. Trump signed a bold new executive order, ending market-distorting subsidies for unreliable, foreign-controlled energy sources. It brings a swift and constitutionally grounded end to taxpayer-funded handouts for wind, solar, and other so-called green energy projects. Rooted in economic realism and national sovereignty, the order reverses years of globalist-driven energy policy that weakened America's energy independence and handed power to hostile foreign nations. At stake is far more than energy policy. This executive action draws a line in the sand, a constitutional showdown over who decides America's future: foreign-controlled supply chains and climate ideologues, or we the people, guided by law, accountability, and truth. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Ending the green lie, number more subsidized dependence. President Trump's order calls out the elephant in the room. Federal subsidies for wind and solar have not only distorted energy markets but made Americans dependent on unreliable and unaffordable systems controlled by global adversaries. Under the new order, all clean electricity tax credits under Sections 45Y and 48E of the Internal Revenue Code are terminated. The Treasury Department has 45 days to strictly enforce this repeal and prevent any last-minute loophole grabbing by green energy developers. This move implements the energy provisions of the newly passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which restored constitutional checks on runaway spending and ideological energy mandates. A return to constitutional energy policy. America's founders did not envision a federal government that would force citizens to subsidize unreliable energy schemes, which would weaken the nation's infrastructure and sovereignty. By invoking lawful executive authority to dismantle these distortions, Trump is upholding the proper role of the executive, not to legislate or engineer society, but to faithfully execute the laws passed by Congress. This EO directly supports the Constitution's vision for limited government, domestic prosperity, and energy security. It also affirms that American taxpayers should not fund industries that undermine national security or funnel billions into the hands of adversaries like China. Dominion and stewardship, a biblical response. From a biblical worldview, this executive order reflects a return to the God-ordained principle of wise dominion over the earth, Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, not reckless utopianism. It protects natural beauty from exploitation by unreliable technologies and affirms the call to stewardship without idolatry. As Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7 warns, the borrower is slave to the lender. Dependence on foreign-controlled energy systems is not freedom, it is folly. Scripture commends resourcefulness, accountability, and truth, not mandates that manipulate markets and enslave future generations to debt and deception. What happens next? Treasury and Interior must act. Within 45 days, both the Treasury and Interior departments must report directly to the President on actions taken to enforce termination of wind and solar credits, block artificial project acceleration to game the system, restrict foreign entities of concern from influencing U.S. energy policy, eliminate any agency bias toward green energy over dispatchable U.S. energy sources. The EO is clear: no more favoritism, no more globalist loopholes. This is a constitutional course correction, with teeth. Final word: courage to lead, not yield. This executive order is a bold example of what rightful executive leadership looks like in an era of judicial activism, legislative cowardice, and bureaucratic capture. It re-centers power where it belongs: with the Constitution, with the people, and with a government that fears God more than globalist idols. May this be the first of many righteous resets as we reclaim both our energy independence and our national integrity.